Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Gosi Mason Guta Basmo Shalevi. All the Nishmas we learn for Shav Aliyah. Today, we're also learning for a Refuah Shlema for Sarah Chaya Bas Chana Tova, and as well Miriam Chaya Bas Yehudis. They both should have a Refuah Shlema. They're each undergoing procedures today, and the Mi'atz Hashem, they should be successful, and they should have a Refuah Shlema B'so Shah Choli Yisrael. We begin on Ayin Omad Aleph, about four or five lines down from the top, with the quote from the Mishnah, where we said, V'ne'echeles l'shnei yom v'chulei. We said that the Karban Chagiga, the Chagigas Yudalid, the special Karban that we said is brought to make sure that you don't eat the Karban Pesach on an empty stomach, so you should eat it ala sova, like the dinners you're supposed to. So this Karban Chagiga, this Chagiga Zidal, is a regular Karban Shlomim according to our Mishnah, a regular Chagiga type Karban, which is eaten for the 2 days, the day that it's brought, the night afterwards, and the next day, so it's 2 days and the night in between. That was our Mishnah, but the Gemara now brings an opinion that disagrees with that. Masnisin, the Loka Ben Tema. Our Mishnah disagrees with that which Ben Tema said. What did Ben Tema say? The Tanya. We learned in a Braisa Ben Tema's opinion. Ben Tema's opinion is that basically the Chagigas Yudalit has all of the same laws as the Korban Pesach itself. As it says in the Braisa, the Tanya. Ben Tema Omer, Chagiga Haboma Pesach, the Chagigas Yudalit. Again, as opposed to the regular Korban Chagiga that's brought on every Yontif on all of the Shlosh Regalim, that's known here as Chagigas Chamisha Asar, the Chagiga that's brought on the 15th day of Pesach, the regular Korban Chagiga, as opposed to that, the Chagiga Habo Ama Pesach, the Chagiga Yudalid, Harei Pesach. Ben Tema says it has all the halachas of the Korban Pesach. Therefore, they don't have halachas El Yom of Laila. It's only eaten for the day that it's brought, which is technically Yudalid in the afternoon, but it's really eaten at Tesbav at night. So it's eaten for that day that it's brought, and the Laila that comes afterwards. It's really again eaten at the Laila that's afterwards, but we always say it could be eaten technically during the day as well. The Chagiga is Chamish Asar, as opposed to the regular Korban Chagiga for Pesach, the regular Chagiga for the Shlosh Regalim, that is Necheles L'Shtei Yom V'Lailu Echad. That is a regular Korban Chagiga, which is a regular Korban Shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days, the day it's brought, the night afterwards, and the next day as well, what's called 2 days and the night in between. Furthermore, the Braisa says, V'chagigas ha'bosor, this chagiga, this unique chagiga that's brought on Yudalid, Yotzei bo mishum simcha. If, in fact, it is not brought on Yudalid, but it's brought on Tesvav, so then in that situation, you get the mitzvah of simcha, shami simcha, that a person is supposed to bring. He's supposed to eat meat on a yontif, which ideally should be shami simcha, the meat of a korban. That's the ideal meat. That's why today there are those poskim that say that we can't really fulfill the mitzvah of eating meat and getting simcha on yontif because we don't really have basar of korbanos. We have basar, but it's chulin, but it's not the same thing. And therefore, the real simcha of yontif, eating meat, according to many, is only fulfilled by eating shami simcha. So therefore, this chagigas yudalid, if it's not brought on yudalid, and one brings it, in fact, later on Pesach, he fulfills the mitzvah of having Shalmei Simcha. However, but it won't function then as a Korban Chagiga because you had already agreed to bring it as a Korban and you can't bring the Chagiga for something that you already previously obligated yourself to bring. This is a general rule called Koldover Shebechova, something that you're obligated to bring, such as the regular Korban Chagiga of Yontif, of the Shlosh Regalim, what we were calling now the Korban Chagiga of Tezvav, of Chamisha Asar. You can't fulfill that with something that wasn't Chulin. So you have to only bring that from Chulin. And this Chagiga that you had for your Chagiga, your Dalit was already Kadosh, and it can't fulfill your mitzvah of Chagiga, but it can't fulfill the mitzvah of eating Korbanos on a Yontif. Rashi explains over here that we're dealing here, Yotzi bo mishum simcha im ikfa ad lamacha. You didn't bring it on your Dalit, you brought it the next day. V'shachata, Yotzi bo mishum simcha. Again, you're eating Korban meat, so you get the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, mishum shalmi simcha. However, v'yavagav shimufu reshes v'yomedes hikvar. Since, however, it is already set to be brought, the shal me simcha chovein, and it's an obligation to eat meat on yontif, that is carbon meat, for kaimalah and kodav shibachova eino bo elam achulin, therefore you can't use this to go and fulfill the mitzvah of chagiga. So when it says, v'sovachto v'chagecha, when you have to bring a carbon chagiga, it can't be brought with this previously designated korban. So it can only be brought from the chulin, like the Sifri learns, v'zavachta pesach, Hashem lokecha, the tzuchule, ad tzonu bakar. It says you can bring it from tzonu bakar. Now, v'alo ein ha-pesach, bo elam ha-kvasim, you know, izim. How can you tell me you bring korban pesach from tzonu bakar? It can't come from bakar. So the drasha is, lo menemar bakar, Lehekish kol haba mitzon ubakar lepesach, to teach us that the chagiga is similar in some ways to a carbon that comes from tzon ubakar. Ma pesach dovishu chova, the pesach is a carbon chova, so obligatory to bring it. Veina bo elam el chulin, but it has to be brought from chulin. You can't bring it from a previously consecrated carbon. So too avkan, the carbon chagiga shu chova veina bo elam el chulin, so it can't come from a previously consecrated carbon. Now, you can't fulfill this with ofos u'menachos, Rashi tells us, because it says, v'samachta b'chagecha, mishen chagiga ba mehen. It has to come from something that the carbon chagiga comes from, as opposed to ofos and a carbon mincha, which don't fall into that category. So in this brisa, we see Ben Tema holds that the chagigas yadalid has many of the same dinim as the carbon pesach. So the Gemara says, my time of the Ben Tema. Why? Where does he get this from? So Gemara says it's a drasha that Ben Tema has. As Rav taught his son Chia. Rav had a son Chia, who was named after Rav's uncle, Rav Chia, the famous Rav Chia throughout Shas. And it says in the Pasuk, V'lo yolin laboker zevach chag ha-pesach. So what does it mean over here? You shouldn't leave over into the morning, zevach chag ha-pesach. So he says, zevach chag, that's a reference to the Korban Chagiga. And it says, ha-pesach, that's a reference to the Korban Pesach, kimashmo. So we compare the Korban Chagiga and the Pesach. How do we compare them? V'yom Rachmana, lo yolin. It's compared in this way that you're not allowed to leave either of them over till the morning. You have to eat them all at night or else you have to burn them. So too, the Chagigas Yadalit has the same dinim according to Ben Tema in this drasha that Rav explained to Uchiyah, his son, that we learn out from this pasuk that the Zevachag, the Chagigas Yadalit, has the same dinim as the Korban Pesach. So how far do we take this extension? How similar are the Korban Chagigas Yadalit and the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara continues, and they ask this question in the Beis Medrash, Shibaylu. They ask, according to this opinion of Ben Tema, that Chagigas Yadalit and the Korban Pesach are the same in regards to this mitzvah of Lina, that you're not allowed to leave it over beyond that night. So do we say, Necheles Tzli? Oena Necheles Tzli. Do we carry it forward to say that the Chagigas Yadalit has to be roasted? Just like the Korban Pesach has to be roasted, if we make this comparison between Zeva Chag and HaPasach with Lo Yolin, do we also make it in regards to Tzli? That's the Gemara's question. They asked in the Beis Medrash, Ki Akshei Rachmona LePesach, when we made the comparison Zeva Chag and the Pesach, did we make it only Lelina for this din of Lo Yolin, or do we say Avo Litzli Lo, but not for roasting, or do we say Al Dilma Lo Shna, we make it for Tzli as well? So Gemara says, Toshma, I'll show you that we make it for Tzli as well, because there is a Mishnah later in the Masechta, which asks one of the Fia Kashas, which asks one of the Manish Tana questions that we're not at all familiar with, because we've replaced it with a different Kasha. But in the Manish Tana, in the days of the Korban Pesach, they asked, every night we're allowed to eat both Tzli and Mevushal, Halayla Hazeh, Kulo Tzli. But this night we're only allowed to eat roasted. Now, whose opinion is that you're only allowed to eat roasted on Pesach night? If you have the Chagigas Yadalid, does that have to be roasted? So yeah, Amar Chista, Sudir Betema. This Fia Kashas, this question of the Manish Tana, is in fact going according to Ben Tema. It says the rest of the nights of the year, if we want roasted, we can have roasted. If we want cooked, we can have cooked. If we want this type, Tzlikedo, we can have Tzlikedo. We can have whatever type we want. Halayelo Hazeh, all the meat that we eat is kulot slowly. The Korban Pesach, of course, has to be roasted, but also Ben Tema says the Chagigas Yadalit has to be roasted. So this one of the Fia Kashas, this question of the Manish Tana that they had in those days, included Ben Tema's opinion that the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga both had to be roasted. They asked another question that makes Madrush Yibayalu, similarly, according to this opinion of Ben Tema, comparing the Chagigas Yadalit and the Korban Pesach, can the Chagigas Yadalit come from Bokar? We know the Korban Pesach can only come from Tzon, which is either Ezim or Kvasim, goats or sheep. Can't come from cattle, can't come from cows. So they asked the Beis Medrash, according to Ben Tema, Bo min ha-bokar, O ein ha-bo min ha-bokar, can the Chagigas Yadalit come from the cow family or not? Do we say that just like the Korban Pesach has to be goats or sheep, so too the Chagigas Yadalit has to be goats or sheep? But we say no, there's no such comparison. Furthermore, they ask in the Beis Medrash, Barmin and Akevos, oh, ain't a Barmin Akevos. We know that the Korban Pesach had to be a Zohar that was 1 year old, less than 1 year old. So it had to be a Zohar. Does the Chagigas Yadalit also have to be a Zohar or not? Can it come Barmin Akevos? Or no, it has to come B'davka from the Zohorim, just like the Korban Pesach, oh, ain't a Barmin Akevos. Likewise, they ask another question in the Beis Medrash. The Korban Pesach has to be less than 1 year old. It has to be in the first year of life, either a goat or a sheep. So did the Chagiga Sidalit also have that din, that it had to be in the first year of life? Or no, could it come even if it's more than the first year of life? It could be 13, 14, 15, 20 months old. Not a problem to come in the second year of life. These are the three questions that they ask. Could it come from the cow family? Could it be female? Or could it be a second year animal? So Gemara says, what are the two tzadim over here? What are the two sides to the coins? Ki akshi rachmona lepesach, when Ben Tema compared through the pasuk lo yolin laboki zevachaga pasach, when he compared the chagigas yedalit to the korban pesach, did he compare it lemidah d'achila only in things regarding eating, like roasting, for example, or that you're only allowed to eat it for that night and not for the next day? But for all these other things, such as what type of animal can it come from, cows or not, females or not, second year or not, no, it didn't compare it to. Or no, maybe the Hekish, Zevachag HaPasach, compares the Chagigas Yedalit to the Korban Pesach in every fashion. So Gemara says, I'll show you, it compares it in every fashion, according to Ben Tema. Toshma, we learn from the following, the Braisa says, Chagigah HaBoma Pesach, the Korban Chagigas Yedalit, that comes with the Korban Pesach, Harei Hike Pesach, it has all of the same dinim as the Korban Pesach, meaning, Boa Minatzon, it can only come from Tzon, from goats or sheep. The Eino Bomin HaBokar, and it can't come from the cow family. Likewise, Bomin HaSchar, just like the Korban Pesach has to be male, so too, the Chagigas Yedalit, Eino Bomin HaNekevos, it can't come from a female, it must come from a male. And just like the Korban Pesach Bo HaBashin also comes from a first-year animal, either a goat or a sheep, so too, the Chagigas Yedalit must be a first-year animal, the Eino Bo HaBashdeishanim, it can't come from a second-year animal. Again, second year is defined from being beyond 13 months up till 24 months. There's a special name for the animal that's within the 12 to 13 month, that's called the palgus. We had it early in the Masechta, we'll have it again later on. In any event, so we compare, according to Ben Tema, in this Braisa, all the dinim of the Korban Pesach, we have makish them to the Chagigas Yedalit. And all of these dinim of the Korban Pesach apply to the Chagigas Yedalit as well. Ve'no nechalas el yom v'layla, that we had previously. Ve'no nechalas el soli, that we had previously as well. That you're only allowed to eat the Chagigas Yedalit that night, you can't eat it the next day, and you must have it roasted, and you can't have it any other way. And likewise, ve'no nechalas el nenuyav, we have here as well, just like the Korban Pesach has to be mechsas nefoshos, tochosu al aseh, has to be registered, enumerated, that you're going to participate in that Korban Pesach. Same thing applies according to Ben Tema in this Braisa for the Korban Chagiga. The Chagigas Yedalit has to be registered for it as well. Now, Mon Shamas Le Dis Le Haisvara, who is the Tana that says that there's a comparison between the Korban Chagigas Yedalit and the Korban Pesach? It's Ben Tema. And what do you see from this Braisa? Shema Minah. Kulu milso boinon shma mina. You clearly see that he says it's across the board. The hekish is for everything. And therefore, this price is Ben Tema, and Ben Tema in fact holds that the Korban Chagigas Yedalit is in every way brought like the Korban Pesach. We have one more question. They asked the Beis Medrash one last question. Yibar Lu, they asked, does the same din apply according to Ben Tema, Le Ben Tema, where we're making the hekish all the way through, Chagigas Yedalit to the Korban Pesach for every din? Does that also include the Isser of Etzem lo sishberu bo, that you're not letting go and break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Yesh bo mishum shviras etzem, o ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Does this din, that the Korban Pesach can't have a bone broken, also go on the Chagigas Yedalit? Why would you think not? We just said it. Everything applies. So the Gemara says no. Even according to Ben Tema, who says that they're comparable, the Chagigas Yedalit has to do everything like the Korban Pesach, but here we may have an exclusion telling us that only by the Korban Pesach you're not allowed to break your bone. Why is that? Even though Zevach Chag HaPesach, we compare Zevach Chag, the Chagigas Yedalit, to the Pesach, to everything else, but here it says, Etzem lo sishberu bo, Omakro bo, only on the Korban Pesach, bo, it's a miut, only on it, you're not allowed to break the bones, and the implication is bo, however, v'lo b'chagigas yedalit, but the chagig yedalit, you are allowed to break bones. That's the question. Or maybe not. Odilmo, the word bo, hai bo, etzem losishru bo, is coming to teach me, b'chosher v'lo b'pasul, hu diosa. Maybe it's coming to tell me that only on a kosher Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. But if you have, for whatever the reason, a Korban Pesach that was shechted, and now it's pasul, then you would be allowed to go break the bones. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling me, etzem losishru bo, is coming to exclude a pasul Korban Pesach. But in fact, the Korban Chagigas Yedalit, you're also not allowed to break bones. The hekish of Ben Tema applies across the board. That's the Gemara's question. They ask in the Beis Medrash, and a Mishnah in Shkolim tells us the answer. Toshma, we learn in the Mishnah in Shkolim, Sakin Shenimtseis B'Yar Basar. If you find a knife on the 14th day of Nisan. Now, if you find the knife, you have to be concerned that maybe that knife is Tameh, or maybe it's Tar. So it depends when you find it. Now, we're assuming, since Rashi points out that there are so many people walking around in Yerushalayim, so we only are concerned that if you find a knife, that it's just been that day that it was loose. It wasn't loose for a week, because if it was loose for a week, if it was not found for a week, so then this question doesn't get off the ground. But the question that they're asking the Mishnah in Shkolim is, if you find a knife, Sakin Shinim says Be'abasar, so then one can presume that it was actually toveled already, it was ready to be used, and therefore, because otherwise you need Harav Shemesh, nightfall, so you wouldn't be allowed to go shak with it, the Karm Pesach on your Dalet. So Mistama, if this knife had been Tameh, it would have become Tahar by going to the Mikvah on Yud Gimel, and Harav Shemesh, now it's Tahar. So if you find the socket on the 14th day of Nisan, one can presume it was just lost that day, it's not Tamei, and therefore you can use it to go Shechti Korban Pesach. Shochi Bamiyad. A person has the right to go Shechti Korban Pesach with that knife. Bishlosha Sor, but if you find the knife on the 13th, then you can make the argument. Listen, the guy said, I still have time to go be Tovalit. So maybe it's actually Tamei, and he was planning on being Tovalit and then having Harav Shemesh. So therefore, if you find it on the 13th, you can't assume that it was already Tovalit. You have to go and Shona Umatbil. You have to go and repeat the tefillah. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was. You repeat, quote, the tefillah, and then you know that it's kosher, and you can use it the next day to shechwit. So it depends. The Mishnah in Shkolim tells us if you find it on the 14th, you can assume that it was toiveled yesterday, and it's perfectly good. But if you find it on the 13th, you can't make that assumption, because the guy might have said, I still got plenty of time left, and therefore you have to be toiveled on the 13th if you want to go shechwit it on the 14th. That's with a regular shechit, the knife. However, a kupitz, now a kupitz is basically some sort of like an axe, a meat cleaver, that's not used for shechita usually, it's used to chop up the animal into its component parts. Now that kupitz cannot be used on the Korban Pesach, because etzem lo sish berubo, you're not allowed to go and break the bones on a Korban Pesach. So therefore, you wouldn't be using a kupitz on a Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah in Shkolim tells us, bein bazeh, whether you find it on Yud Gimel, bein bazeh, whether you find it on Yud Dalet, Shone umatbil. You have to go bring it to the mikveh and, quote, re-immerse it again, because maybe it wasn't immersed, maybe it was immersed. You got to take no chances and go and put it in the mikveh, because you're not going to use it on your dalid, because you're not allowed to use a kupitz on a Korban Pesach. So therefore, we can assume that the person was in no rush to go be tovelit. He said, I'll go tovelit on your dalid. So therefore, there's no reason to assume that he automatically did it on the 13th, because he says, I have plenty of time to be tovelit on the 14th, because I'm not using it on the 14th, I'm only going to use it on the 15th for my Chagigah Tesvav, my Chagigah Chamisha Asar. And therefore, we can assume that he didn't tovel it, or we're allowed to be concerned for the fact that maybe he didn't tovel it, and you have to go tovel it again. Whether it's the 13th or the 14th, Mestama, he didn't tovel it. Now, how are we answering the question, does Ben Tema hold that a Karban Chagigah Yudalid, does the din, Esem Lo Sish Rubo, apply to it or not? So Gemara says, let's look at this Mishnah in Shkolim, and we'll figure out the answer. Money. Who is the author of this Mishnah in Shkolim? If you're going to tell me Ilema Rabbanon, if you're telling me it's the opinion of the Rabbanon, so then Maishno Sakin, the Matbil, why are you telling me if you find the Sakin on the 14th of Adar, that you can assume that the person was Tovelit on the 13th and had Harav Shemesh, and it's a perfectly kosher Sakin to do the Shchita? So Maishno Sakin, the Matbil, because the Chazil Pesach, because it's certainly going to be needed for the Karban Pesach. But according to the Chachamim, a kupitz for the Chagigah Sidal, the Chachamim also hold that you brought a Chagigah Sidal. It's not only Ben Tema, but they just didn't say that it has any of the din of the Karban Pesach. So then, the kupitz as well, kupitz nami. If you find it on the 14th, you should have assumed that the person was tovelit on the 13th, because he needs to use it on the 14th. So therefore, the kupitz should have the same din. Hochazi l'chagigah Sidal. So therefore, if this Mishnah was the Shita of the Chachamim, it shouldn't make any difference whether it's a Sakin that you find on your Dalet or a Kupitz that you find on your Dalet. Both of them can be used that day, the Sakin for the Korban Pesach, the Kupitz for the Chagigas Yudalet, because the Chachamim certainly do not hold, like Ben Tema, that the Chagigas Yudalet has the dinim of the Korban Pesach, and certainly, if all the other dinim it doesn't have, it certainly doesn't have the din of Etzem Lo Sish Berubo. So therefore, the Chachamim would certainly say the din should be the same. But the Mishnah said the din is not the same. The Mishnah said if you find a knife on the 14th, you can use it, but a kupitz, you can't. So therefore, according to our now understanding of this Mishnah in Chagigah, it must only be going according to Ben Tema. Elulav, therefore, this Mishnah in Shkolim is only going according to Elulav de Ben Tema. And therefore, you see that the kupitz you can't use. Oh, Shmamina, Yesh Bamishum Shiras Etzem. Why can't he use a kupitz? Because it must be that the Chagigah Sidalid also has the din of being asur to break a bone. And the Etzem Losish Rubo was to tell me a kosher Korban Pesach or a kosher chagigas yedalid can't have its bones broken, but a pasul of carbon pesach, that's what the bow comes to exclude. You could break the bones of a pasul of carbon pesach. Ah, so that's the answer to our question. Ben Tema holds that not only all the other dinim is the chagigas yedalid identical to the carbon pesach, but even for the din of etzim losish berubo, that's what we want to prove from the Mishnah in Shkolim. But the Gemara says, lav dafka. Lo, that's not necessarily true. In fact, li'olam rabbanan. We could actually say that the Mishnah in Shkolim is going according to the opinion of the rabbanan. Now, if it's going according to the opinion of the rabbanan, so if you find the kupitz, why don't you assume that it was also made kosher on the 13th when you find it on the 14th? After all, you're going to need the kupitz that day. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe uchagon shavua b'shabbos. We're talking about Erev Pesach shecholios b'shabbos. And therefore, everybody agreed. We said previously that there's no chagigas yudalit because it's not doches Shabbos. And that's why, in that situation, if you find the kupitz, it definitely wasn't tovled on the 13th because the person said, I got plenty of time. I'll do it on the 14th because I don't need it on the 14th. I would only need it for the first time on the 15th. Or it says that's not true. Keep on reading the Mishnah and Shkolim. Ha miktani seifa, if you keep on reading that Mishnah in Shkolim, what does it say? It says, chol arboa solios b'shabbos. If, in fact, it turns out, later in that Mishnah, it says that your dalit is erev Pesach solios b'shabbos, so shochet b'miyad. You're allowed to go and shech with this meat cleaver, with the kupitz miyad, because it's Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. You now had to immerse it on your Dalit. So Mistami immersed it on your Gimel. It had Erev Shemesh, and it was perfectly good on your Dalit. So if you find it now on your Dalit, even though you're not going to need it on your Dalit, because there is no Korban Chagiga, and even though it's Koin Tachachamim, a Korban Chagiga would be allowed to have the bones broken, but there is no Korban Chagiga because it's Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. So therefore, you could use it, theoretically, for the Shechting of the Korban Pesach. So if you find it on the 15th day of Nisan, so then, shochet b'miyad, you can also do it, because you can assume in this situation as well that it was previously immersed, because on Tesvav, you're certainly going to be able to use it, because there is certainly the potential for the Korban Chagiga to be shechted with this kupitz. There's no problem, certainly, of etzem losish berubo. So Nim says, kupa kishru l'sakin. What do you see here? The kupitz has the same dinim as a sakin when it's Erev Pesach Shcholios b'Shabbos. Harik is sakin. Now, this is the end of the Mishnah. It says specifically about Chol Arbo Solios B'Shabbos. Now, if the end of the Mishnah is talking about Erev Pesach Solios B'Shabbos, Michal Derecho, La B'Shabbos Askina, it must be that the first part is not talking about Erev Pesach Solios B'Shabbos, and therefore, it must be the answer that we gave previously is that it's Ben Tema, and Ben Tema holds that the Korban Chagiga Shidalit has exactly the same rules as the Korban Pesach, even according to Etzem Losish Berubo. Or it says, nope, we're still not ready to admit that. Ella, you know what we're talking about? Shabbat, we turn to Ayin Omid Beis. We're dealing over here with Shabbat Mirubah. We're dealing over here with a very small number of people on the Korban Pesach, and everybody has a large amount of Korban Pesach to eat, and therefore there is no need to have a Korban Chagiga. That's what they're talking about. There's no Chagiga Shedalit. That's why the Kupitz is definitely not needed, because there is nothing that can be used the kupitz for, because on the Korban Pesach, it's Esem Losish Rubo. Gemara says, how do you know that? I mean, no yade. How do you know that there aren't going to be a lot of people? People can register at the last moment. Up until the actual shecht in the Korban Pesach, people can be jumping on, jumping off a Korban Pesach. Ah, this guy gave me a better offer. He's giving me for $20. Oh, you want $15? Okay, I'll do it for $15. So you got people jumping back and forth between different Korban and Pesach. Until it's shechted, you can jump back and forth. So how do you know that this Korban Pesach is going to be eaten by Meruba? There's only very few people on it. For you know, 10 minutes before it's about to be shechted, 20 new people will join it. And all of a sudden, it's going to be with very, very little. A kezai is just for everybody, and not 20 kezais for everybody. Me no yad, the Gemara asks. You're right, Gemara says, that's not a good teretz. Elo shabab betumma. You know what we're talking about? It came betumma. And therefore, as we also pointed out, when the Korban Pesach is allowed to be eaten, Betumma, because the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, so then we don't bring the Chagigas Yudalit as well, because only the Korban Pesach is Docha, and not the Korban Chagigas Yudalit. Where it says again, so, Mino Yodeh, how are you going to know on the 13th, this is the date that you're going to put the knives in the mikvah, that everybody's going to be Tameh tomorrow? What happened over here that everybody's going to be Tameh? Where it says, no, that's simple. The Miss Nasi, we're dealing here with the Gadol HaDor passing away. The Nasi passes away, and everybody was becoming Tamei Meis from the Tumma of the Nasi. And therefore, since everybody goes, Nebuch, when a great individual dies, so everybody goes out to Levaya. When Levaya Yosef, his Atzal, passed away, there were a million people at his Levaya. So everybody goes to the Nasi. So therefore, in this situation, That's how we knew that everybody's going to become a mace. Gemara says, wait a second. The mace, nasi, emas. When did he actually die? Ilema de mis bishlosha. So if he died on the 13th, so then, sakin lomali lamitbele. So then why are you going and bothering to immerse the sakin? Everybody's tame. So what difference does it make? Elo de mis biarboso. It must be that you're talking about that he died on your dalid. So that's why we immerse the sakin on Yud Gimel. So then Gemara says, Maishno sakin de matbil, or Maishno kubitz lo matbila. So then I don't understand. Why would you go and say that the sakin was nitbal, that it had been toivled, as opposed to the kubitz that you're saying has not been toivled in that situation? Again, right now, nobody is dead yet. The Nasi is not dead yet. So just like you need a kashur sakin on your dalid, so too you need a kashur kubitz on your dalid to go and cut up the Chagigas Yedalit. So again, why would there be this distinction? Someone says, Lo Tzricha, you need it for the following situation. Here's what really happened. The Nasi was deathly ill. Goseis Bishlosh Osar. He was not yet dead, but he was a person who was going to die within a very short period of time. One of the definitions of a Goseis, it's not really clear the exact definitions in practice, but one of them is they usually dies within 72 hours. So on the 13th, Nasi was deathly ill, and everybody at Nebuch assumed that he was going to die shortly. So he was a Goseis already on the 13th. Now, Sakin, if we're going to go and immerse the Sakin, so that's only one Chatzveka. Will the Nasi die? Will the Nasi not die? But you're definitely going to need a Sakin tomorrow. So therefore, it's only one Suffolk. Maybe you won't need the Sakin, maybe to be tar because the Nasi's going to die, or maybe you will need the Sakin to be tar because the Nasi didn't die and nobody is Tommy Mace. So therefore, matbullah, it's only one suffix, so we're going to be tarbullah. However, kupitz, the immersing of the kupitz, that involves trei sveikai. What are the two sveikas over here? Rashi tells us, Diva maskil, avu kupitz de trei sveikai. So islay, number one, misalkile mitoras tvila. We're removing it from having to have a tvila because shema yomos, because maybe the nasi will die. And velo yaviyu chagigos. And therefore, there won't be need for a kupitz because you don't need a kupitz because there's no chagigas yudalit and no chagigas tesvah. O afilu lo yomos. But even if the nasi doesn't die, shemani lo itstarich chagig arboasar. Maybe I won't need a chagigas yudalit because maybe my chabur will be small and there'll be plenty of meat. And we don't have to bring a chagigas yudalit. So it's a double suffix. Number one, he may or may not die, and number two, we may or may not need it even if he doesn't die. And therefore, if this situation, Yavo Pesach b'meruba, and we won't need a Chagigas Yedalit, and therefore, he won't go and be Tovel the Chagigas Yedalit Kupitz. So since there is this possibility that that's what we're dealing with, the Nasi is a Goseis on Yud Gimel, and therefore, the Sakin would definitely be Tovel because there's only one Suffolk, but the Kupitz, since it's a double Suffolk, that situation, we wouldn't assume that he's going to be Tovel the Kupitz, so therefore, you can't bring me a Raya what Ben Tema's din would be. Does he or does he not say that the carbon Chagigas Yedalit is also included in the din of Etzem Losish Brubo? We don't have a Raya from the Mishnah in Shkolim. Maybe yes, maybe no, but no Raya. Now we bring down another Braisa. Tanya, we learn the following Braisa. Yehuda ben Dortai, Perish Hu, V'Dortai Beno. Yehuda ben Dortai was a big Talmud Chacham. His father's name was Dortai. His father passed away, or they named, in those days, like the Sfaradim do, they named after the living, and he named his son Dortai. So he specifically did not want to bring a Korban Pesach, for the reasons that we'll say in a moment. So he was Poresh. He separated himself. He went far away, so he was now called, that he was not within a Makom Korov, and therefore he was Bederech Chalka. If you're Bederech Chalka, then you're not Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Pesach. So Yehuda ben Dortai took his son Dortai, v'holach v'yoshev lo b'dorim, and he went all the way down south, very, very far away from Yerushalayim, and this way he was Bederech Chalka, and he wasn't obligated to bring a Korban Pesach. Now, if he's such a big tzaddik, who amongst us wouldn't rush to bring a Korban Pesach today if we could? Why did Yehuda ben Dortai take himself and his son, Dortai, far away, not to be obligated in the Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, he said as follows, Omar, Yehuda ben Dortai said, Im yavo Elio, the mayor of the man Elio is going to come. And that's what Yehuda ben Dortai was expecting. Elio is going to come. And he's going to ask us, Yom HaLem Yisrael, hey, mipnei ma lo chagagtim chagigah b'Shabbos? Why didn't you bring the chagigah Yedalit this year on Shabbos? So Mahayin Omer lo, what are they going to tell him? Yehuda ben Dortai said that the Chagigas Yedalit is an obligation, and therefore you're obligated to go and bring it
even if it's Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. So he said, Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to ask us, how come you bring the Chagiga Yadalin? So he's going to say, Tmihani al Shnei Gedolei Ador, Shmai V'Avtayun. He's going to ask a question. The two great Gedolei Ador, Shmai V'Avtayun, we just had them a few days ago, and Hillel Abadli, he said the reason why he was so great, well, the great Hillel was Hillel, because he said, I learned by Shmai V'Avtayun. So Eliyahu is going to come and say, what's going on? These Gedolei Ador, Shein Chachom and Gedolim, the Darshanim Gedolim, they're such great wise Talmidei Chachomim and such great Darshanim. V'lo Omer Lehem L'Yisrael, Chagiga Dochas HaShabbos, but they didn't teach Klai Yisrael, the Chagigas Yudalit is Dochas HaShabbos. So therefore, Yehuda ben Dortai said, I'm going to be stuck over here, because how can I go against Shmai V'Avtayun? But I think they're wrong. So therefore, I don't want to be involved in bringing the Korban Pesach and not bringing the Chagigas Yudalit. So therefore, I'm going to go away and exempt myself from having to bring the Korban Pesach and the Chagigas Yudalit. Now, where did Yehuda ben Dortai get this idea that the Chagigas Yudalit is Docha Shabbos? So I'm a Rav, my time of the ben Dortai, what was the rationale behind Yehuda ben Dortai say that you have to bring the Chagigas Yudalit even if it's Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos? She says, based upon the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzon Uvakar. A person has to go bring the Korban Pesach to a god, and it has to be Tzon, sheep or goats, that's no problem. But then it says, Ubakar. Now, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach from Bakar. By the way, Pesach, Alamelech wasn't an Ezim, as we said many times already. The Korban Pesach must be a one-year-old male goat or sheep. It has to be within the first year of life. It cannot be a cow. So, what do you mean, bring the Korban Pesach, L'Hashem Elokecha, Tzon Ubakar? So, Elo, how did Yehuda ben Dortai darshan it? He said, Elo, Tzon, when it says you should bring Tzon, that's a reference to the Korban Pesach. When it says Bakar, Zavachta Pesach L'Shem Elokecha Tzon was the Korban Pesach Ubakar Zu Chagigas Yudalit. This is the special Chagigas Yudalit. The Amar Rachmana and the Torah told us Zavachta Pesach, and you have to go and bring it with the Korban Pesach. And therefore, even if it's Erev Pesach Shchol Yos B'Shabbos, just like you have to bring the Korban Pesach, you have to bring the Korban Chagigas Yudalit. That's Yehuda Ben Dortai's drasha as understood by Rav. Amar Vashi, Ravashi said no. We don't agree with that. Vanan, Taimo de Prushim, Nekuv, and Ifrosh. Should we follow what the Prushim normally is for the Talmidei Chachamim, but here it means Yehuda ben Dortai, who is Pirish, who v'Dortai b'no, he left them. So should we go and explain, like this Porish min HaTzibur, like this Yehuda ben Dortai did, and we should go and try to figure out what he was doing? No. We darshan the Pasuk our way. Elikra, the Pasuk should be darshan, not like Rav said, Yehuda ben Dortai darshan did, Elo, ki the Rav Nachman hu diosa. It should be darshan the way Rav Nachman said. What did Rav Nachman say? Dom Rav Nachman, I'm a Rabbi Baravua. Rav Nachman said, I'm a Rabbi Baravua. Minayim lemosar ha-pesach shekar v'shlamim. If a person designates an animal for a Korban Pesach, and he doesn't bring it as a Korban Pesach, so then we said many times already, it has the status of being a shlamim. So how do we know that? Minayin lemosar pesach. There's an excess or an extra Korban Pesach that wasn't shechted as a Korban Pesach. Did you bring it as Korban Shlomim? It's this pasuk shenemar v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon ubakar. That sometimes the Korban Pesach has the status of being like tzon and sometimes like bakar. V'chi pesach min habakar ba. The same question we asked before. How can you tell me the Korban Pesach is bakar? No. So the chiddush is according to Rav Nachman, who said it over the name of Rabbi Baravua. It can't be referring to a cow over here. Ella what? When it says sometimes the Korban Pesach is like a cow. Ella Moser HaPesach, Yei L'Dovra Abom Min HaTzon Min HaBokor. That the excess of a Korban Pesach, if it can't be brought as a Korban Pesach, and it's brought as a Shlomim, a Shlomim can come from the Tzon, from the goats or the sheep, or Min HaBokor, from a cow. So that's what the Pasuk means. That the Moser Pesach could be something that's like an animal that could be brought Tzon Ubakar, like a Korban Shlomim. That's the drasha, not the way Yehuda ben Dortai learned it, as understood by Rav. So, the bottom line is, only Yehuda ben Dortai says that a Korban Chagiga is Doche Shabbos. Where it says, Rabbanon, my time of Lo Doche Shabbos? No. Yehuda bar Dortai had a pasuk which they disagree with, but Taka, why isn't the Chagigas Yudalit brought and able to be Docha Shabbos, and why isn't the Korban Chagiga, the regular Korban Chagiga, that is obligatory to bring on Yontif, why isn't that Docha Shabbos? Havadei Korban Sibahu, this is certainly a Korban Sibur, so why isn't that Docha Shabbos? Aren't Korban Sibur Docha Shabbos? So one says, no. Amar Rabbi Loi, Mishum Yehuda ben Safra. Rabbi Loi said name Mishum Yehuda ben Safra. Look at another pasuk. The pasuk says Amar Krav, Chagosim Oso Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim Bashana. You should go and do this Chagiga, Chagosim Oso Lashem, 7 days of the year. In other words, do it for all 7 days of Sukkot. That's only one problem. There are really 8 days of Sukkot. You have the 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. So Shmona Haivu. So why are you telling over here, V'chagosu v'chag L'Hashem, Shivas Yomim Bashana? It should have said Shmonas Yomim Bashana. Ella, what do we see? Ella Mikan. It could only be brought on 7 of the 8 days. Ella Mikan L'chagigah, Shein Adochas HaShabbos. This Korban Chagigah, V'chagosu v'chag L'Hashem, is only able to be brought 7 days a year because there has to be an 8-day yontif of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, at least one day that's Shabbos. And it can't be brought on the Shabbos. That's what we learn out. Rabbi Loi says in the name of Yehuda ben Safra that the Korban Chagigah isn't Doche Shabbos. But there's a problem with this. And here's the problem. He also, Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over the following member that he heard in Eretz Yisrael, Omar. Omar at the Lefnei Rabosai, I said in front of my Rabbeim in Eretz Yisrael, Pa'omim Shiyata Motzei Eloshisha. How can you tell me this drasha that there's only 7 days that the Korban Chagigah can be brought because there's 1 day of Shabbos? That's why it can't be brought all 8 days. But sometimes if the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos, so then the 8th day of Sukkot is also going to be a Shabbos. And therefore, there could be 2 days that you can't bring the Korban Chagigah. What are you telling me over here? Shivas Yom Bashana. Kigon Shechol Yom Tov Rishon Shechag B'Shabbos. So if the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos, the last day of Sukkot is also a Shabbos. The 8th day, which is Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, there's only 6 days. That's what Ravin said. Amar Abaye, Abaye did not like what Ravin said. Now, Ravin is a contraction of Rav Ovin. He was known as Rav Ovin, or when you say it quickly, Ravin. And Amar Abaye, Ovin Tichla, poor Ovin, poor Rav Ovin, he's Tichla. The word Tichla means bereft. It means, Rashi tells us in the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Yud, it means Kover is Bonov. Nebuch, Ravin, Rav Ovin, had buried his children. So he says, Ovin Tichla, this Ovin who Nebuch buried his children, Lemo Kiha Milsa, should he say such a thing? It's wrong. He is making a mistake. Because, you're right, it could be 6 days only, but the majority of the time it's 7 days. How often is the first day of Sukkot a Shabbos? Every now and then. So Shmona Lo Mishkach L'Klal. 8, it can never be, because it's impossible to have 8 days without even one Shabbos in between. No, most of the time, Shiva, Issa, Barov, Shanim, in most years, when the first day of Pesach is not a Shabbos, so then we're going to have, in fact, 7 days that you can bring the Korban Chagigah, and just not the 8th day, 1 day of Shabbos. We have the famous rule, Lo Adu Rosh, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, and the first day of Sukkot is also the same day as the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So also, the first day of Sukkot can't be Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, but that means it could be the other 4 days of the week. It could be Beis, Gimel, Hay, or Zayin. So when it's Zayin, fine, then you'll have 6 days only that can be brought to Korban Chagigah. But when it's Beis, Gimel, or Hay, so then those 3 out of the 4 possibilities, they occur much more frequently, and you can bring then the Korban Chagigah on 7 days. That's what the pasuk means, Shivas Yomim Bashana. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara continues and says, Ula said name Rabbi Elazar, Shlomim Sheshichotun Me'erev Yontif, if you go with Shech, a Shlomim on Erev Yontif, now, it's going to be a kosher or carbon, but you won't fulfill your obligation. Any yotzibam lo mishum simcha, you won't fulfill your obligation to have shalmi simcha with that, and likewise, certainly, lo mishum chagiga, and you're not allowed to shech the korban chagiga before yontif starts, so you're not going to be yotze the korban chagiga as well. Now, why don't you at least be yotze mishum simcha? So Gemara says, mishum simcha, you're not going to be yotze the shalmi simcha, because the pasuk says, dechsev, vizavachto, and later on it says, vizamachto. In other words, Ba'inon zvicha. When you have the zvicha, that's when you have to have the simcha. Ba'inon zvicha b'shah simcha is returned to ayin aleph omer aleph. So that means that you must have the zvicha when there is the time of simcha. If the zvicha is not done at the time of simcha, the zvicha is done before yontif starts on your dalet, so then you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. And likewise, v'leka mishum chagiga. You're also not going to accomplish the chagiga, because certainly, hevidav shebechova, it is something that must be brought as an obligation. And therefore, v'choldav shebechova, in a boilim in a chulin. This one you consecrated before yontif started. You can't fulfill your mitzvah of chagiga, which has to be brought on yontif with something that was designated before yontif. So that's why you're not yotzei the shalmi simcha, and you're certainly not yotzei the chagiga that is brought on yontif. Gemara says, Lema Messiahle. Let us say that this brisa that we're about to bring down supports what we just said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. What does the Braisa say? The pasuk says, "Vayisa ach sameach." What does that mean? Lerabos leli yontov achu nesimcha. Ach sameach comes to tell me that even the last day, Yontav Achron, has to have simcha. Shmini Atzeres also has to have simcha. Now, At Omer Leli Yontav Achron, you're telling me the Yisa Ach Sameach comes to be Marbe the last day of Yontav Shmini Atzeres. Maybe not. Oeinu Ela Leli Yontav Rishon. Maybe it means the first night of Yontav. Now, you can't shecht the carbon at night, so this must be talking about the carbon that you shechted on your dalet, and that you can be Yotzei Hayisa Ach Sameach, even with the carbon that was shechted on your dalet. Erev Sukkis, you can be Yotzei that night with the mitzvah of Simcha by eating the carbon from pre-Sukkis, from Yadalid. You might have thought that that's true. Talmud Lomar, Ach Sameach. Ach is Chileg. Ach comes to separate out and tell us, no, it has to be a separate night, meaning the eighth night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, you can still have the mitzvah of Simcha, but not on the first night. Ach comes to be Mechalik, to separate it out. As Rashi points out, the word ach, as well as the word rak, is a miut. So it tells me, ach, only this one, and not that one. Only the last night, the Leil of Shmini Atzeres, but not the Leil of the first night of Sukkis. Why? My time of the Gemara says, La bishom de'en lo b'me yismach. Isn't it because, how can you have simcha on the first night of Sukkis when you haven't, you're not allowed to shech the carbon at night? So it must be that the carbon from your dalet isn't good. Or it says, no, that's not necessarily the case. Lo. Maybe Kidatani Taima. The reason is because Mara Is Lirabos Lele Yom Tov Achron Ulhotzi Lele Yom Tov Rishon. Why are you telling me that Ach Sameach comes to be Marber the night of Shmini Atzeres and not the first night? Maybe it's the other way around. Marbani Lele Yom Tov Achron Sheish Simcha Lefonov Umotzani Lele Yom Tov Rishon Shein Simcha Lefonov. Maybe the reason has nothing to do with the fact that a Chagiga from Yudalit isn't allowed to be. You can't be Yotzei Simcha with it. Maybe not. Maybe the reason is that the Ach is telling me that the last day, Shmini Atzeres, the only reason why that's included in Simcha is because there is Simcha before it. As opposed to the first night, there is no Simcha before it. Shein Simcha Lefonav. Maybe that's the reason, but it has nothing to do with the carbon that you're bringing on your dalet. So therefore, you can't say this is a Lema Messiahle to Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now, this is a good break point for us. We're going to continue this discussion in Mitzvah Hashem in the Shir tomorrow. But with this, we conclude today's Shir.